Welcome to the Empowered Whistleblower Podcast. Are you one of many Americans who are tired of people being bullied and discriminated? You are not alone. Bullying has a rippling effect on the person who is being harassed and everyone associated with the bullied person. The targeted adult or child may have been physically or psychologically bullied. They often bring home their anguish with them, and this can have a crippling effect on everyone associated with the one who's being bullied or discriminated. It's time to shed some light on how to reduce bullying in the school systems, how to create safe and healthy work environments for employees. I blow the whistle on how to protect yourself if you're being bullied and educate listeners on their rights if they're being bullied or discriminated. I bring in the best experts who provide empowering strategies, tips on resiliency, how to handle the experience of being bullied or discriminated, how to heal and overcome the effects of being mistreated. If you are ready to gain knowledge and insights on bullying and discrimination, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Empowered Whistleblower Podcast. This is Dawn Westmullen with the Empowered Whistleblower Podcast. Today's guest is creating areas and events for a no bullying zone. It's a create and learn program with children. It's open to youth six and over and their parents. And I'm bringing on Jamela Kemp. Hey, Jamela, how are you today?
Hey, I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So where do you hail from? Tell the listeners where you hail from. What city are you in?
We are in Nottingham, Maryland, which is just outside of Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of times I do my shows, it's about the adults. Tonight we're going to talk about children. So how are you helping children around advocacy, around bullying and discrimination?
Sure. Well, through our organization, It Takes Two Incorporated, which is a 501c3 nonprofit that focuses on youth. Through our work that we do, we really try to hone in on what our young people are dealing with in the classroom and outside of the classroom. And unfortunately, bullying is still very much a major issue and concern for them. So through our workshops that we have housed under our Position for Greatness Youth Program, we focus on anti-bullying efforts and how you can identify if someone's being bullied. And as a child, what can you do? Meaning go and speaking to an adult or not engaging. And we also have the topic of cyberbullying. So we let them know that even sharing a video or a text or a picture, that's considered a form of bullying as well. So it's really bringing about awareness around bullying, how they can cope with it if they're being bullied themselves, and how they can stop it or help someone that they see that's being bullied.
I see. So you were telling me before you got into all of this that you had went through some struggles yourself to become a really a great person, to get out there. You were always great, but you know, to just get out there and do great things, great events, and to be known. Share with the listeners a little bit about your background, whatever you feel like telling.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. So I'm a single parent, and when it was time to send my son to kindergarten, he's now 14. At that time, I was barely making ends meet, so it was difficult for me to afford food and his food supplies at that time. So it was at that time that God actually laid it on my heart to say, you know what, although you're struggling with this one area, you're going to help others who are experiencing the exact same thing to overcome it. And I actually didn't move on the idea for 2 years because in my mind, I just couldn't fit it in with everything that I had going on, being a single parent, going to school full time, working full time, and my son was playing football and I believe running track at that time. So to me, I was like, okay, where am I supposed to fit this into my schedule and actually be good at it and make it so that it's beneficial? But either way, finally stepped out there, and the organization was launched in 2012. We just celebrated 6 years in February. But what we try to do through it, thank you so much. So what we try to do is everything that single parents, and not just single parents, and other parents go through and trying to raise their children, we try to provide support. Financial support comes in the form of our Tools for Success scholarship that is awarded to students that live in single parent homes that pay for school supplies, books, uniforms. And we just added last year academic and sports registration fees because we understand the importance of creating well-rounded students so that when they go for those scholarship applications, they can say, hey, I was engaged in drama or dance, or I played football or track or whatever the case may be. So we really just try to take what we struggle with as parents and provide a solution through the work that we do through It Takes Two Incorporated.
Yeah, that's very important. And for somebody like myself who had humble beginnings, I can appreciate what you've been through. And what's so cool, we've talked before this interview, is that you went to University of Maryland University campus, and that's where I also went to, too. So that's pretty cool, the connection there. So we were introduced by Arielle. Arielle told me about you and what you're doing right now with children. So tell me about... You have an event coming up. This one is on July 28, 2018, from 3 to 6 p.m. And yes, if you're listening after July 28th, don't worry, Jamela's on it. She's making more events. Tell us about what you're doing and about future events that you're doing to help children.
Sure. So this one, I'm going to give a little backstory for, because it is the launch of a new program, a new initiative, but it all started last year when we partnered with Lorenz Law Incorporated. And Lorenz Law is another nonprofit organization that focuses on suicide awareness and anti-bullying as well. We wanted to create an artistic safe space for young people and their parents to come, leave their issues at the door, and come enjoy a couple of hours of painting. And what we did at Muse Paint Bar was we created this environment. And everyone actually was able to paint a word that was peaceful to them or gave them a sense of hope, I guess you could say. So there were a whole bunch of words that were kind of drawn out based upon how that person was feeling at that event. And we also had a guest speaker who spoke on his issues, suffering with depression and thoughts of suicide. And so it was just a way for everyone to connect and kind of let their hair down in a way, but also know that others are going through the exact same thing and you can get past this. So it was a coping mechanism for us in a way to just to relieve the weight of everything that's associated with bullying. And it was a good turnout. So our thought was, let's just continue to do this. Let's just repeat this throughout the area. And we have these no bullying zones throughout the state of Maryland. And if it goes outside of Maryland, then awesome. So that's our goal. So this event that's happening on Saturday, July 28th, at Artworks Now, which is the third organization that we partner with on this initiative, it's an event where young people and their parents can come and learn about what it means to be bullied and how to overcome and how to cope. There's two different things happening at the same time. For our young people, they're going to be engaged in an arts activity that is going to help them with positive self-image. While they're getting coached with the artists, our adults are going to be in another session in another room receiving training from Lorenz Law about how to identify a child in crisis. What are you supposed to do? What can you do? Who should you call? There are phone numbers that you can call and get help, and people can walk you through whatever situation you're going through. And then there's just certain things that we need to know how to innately do when we see a child in crisis. And that is what the training is going to be focused on. So it's a fun event for our young people, and it's an educational piece for the adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds very empowering. So for listeners, tell us about Lorenz Way.
Lorenz Law?
Oh, Lorenz Law. Excuse me. I got it. Yes. I got way stuck in the head. Okay. Yeah.
That's okay. Lorenz Law is a nonprofit organization as well, again, that focuses on suicide prevention and awareness and anti-bullying efforts as well. The founder and CEO, Linda Diaz, sadly lost her daughter to suicide, and because she was being bullied, and she has taken that tragedy and turned it into an opportunity to teach and to guide and to educate others on the signs. There are signs with those who are suffering from depression or suicidal thoughts, and she'll tell you this herself, that had she known the signs, she could have saved her daughter, but the lack of knowledge prevented her from moving forward and doing what she needed to do to make sure her daughter had what she needed. So she has taken this on full guns blazing so that she can make everyone aware of, like I said, the signs and how you can assist and what are the coping mechanisms and what happens in the classroom versus outside of the classroom. And she was also instrumental in passing Lorenz Law, which is a bill here in the state of Maryland where educators have to know how to go through this training, to identify a child in crisis. And there are certain steps that they have to take as well. So she's doing major, major work, which is really benefiting. We've had some young people that is in our circle that have benefited from her. And it's all about partnerships. It's all about recognizing the population that you're serving and where the crossover is. It takes to know our sole focus is not anti-bullying. Our sole focus is not suicide awareness and prevention. However, in creating these strategic partnerships, we create the wraparound experience that we need for our young people just by simply referring them out to our partners. And that is what we've been able to do with Lorenz Law. And we're so happy that Artworks Now has joined our partnership so that we can present this artistic piece to the conversation.
Wow, that's powerful work there. And I'll have to have Ms. Diaz on the show definitely to talk more about that. So what have you noticed and what have you learned since you started working in this area? What have you learned that's really profound, that really stands out in your mind?
What I can say is it's not shocking. It's more so disturbing that suicide is the answer. Suicide is becoming more prevalent. And I won't say that it's never been the answer, but what I can say is that because of social media, we're hearing about it more. And it's just sad to know that our young people find that to be the only way to cope.
Yeah.
And it starts at a very young age. I mean, I've seen the reports of the youngest person that I have seen reporting on was, I believe, 8 years old. At 8 years old, you should be outside and playing basketball and freeze tag and hide and go seek.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should be doing at that age. But they're struggling with so many pressures now that I don't think that we as children had to deal with, at least not at this magnitude, and them not knowing how to cope and talk to the right people who can make the right moves. And it's just a lot that they're dealing with. So so that's what I've learned in this space of how their perception of life is so altered and life-shattering that they're making this final decision of that's how they cope with the situation. So we're really doing our best to bring about awareness and just letting our young people know that there is another way out. Go find and talk to somebody. This very temporary situation that you're going through right now, you can and you will get over it. It's just we just need the village to be there and uplift these children, but not everybody has a circle that they can go to. Or if they do, for whatever reason, they feel like that they can't. So it's a lot that they're dealing with nowadays. And we have to be ready and present to be able to assist them.
Yeah, that's very important because I think that teachers really play an important role in recognizing that something's going on. I know I've interviewed a graphologist, it's a handwriting analysis, a gentleman, David DeWitt. He has like almost 50 years of handwriting analysis. And I know in school that, children are still handwriting. What I do know from David is he talks about how somebody's handwriting could tell if they're suicidal or if they're a violent kind of person. Amazing. Well, 50 years. I mean, it's a lot of experience. But I know that teachers also can notice that very subdued child or the child that's always looking at the ground and such. So getting back to your events, when you create them, what if somebody doesn't have children? Like I don't have children, but they wanted to attend. Could they come to your event just to learn because they want to be part of it?
Absolutely. So this is just not for parents and children. This is for anyone that it could be a youth leader, whether it's in the church or whether it's through a nonprofit or whether it's mentoring, whether it's, any sort of organization where you have access to young people. But any adult can come and learn because at any point in time, that situation may happen. So if you're prepped and have information on what you can do to help, even if it's just simply knowing the 800 phone number to call. Even something as simple as that could save that child's life or could be the game changer in that situation. So any and all adults are welcome to attend the training.
Okay, very good. So I know one thing about good things. When you start something great like this, your no bullying zone, create and learn, that you're going to have probably people reaching out to you wanting to use that as a pilot program. Has anybody approached you yet about learning how to do your programs and spreading it out across the nation yet? Or even across Maryland?
Well, we've had a couple of I'm not quite sure how to classify them, but business owners who are in the art space who are wanting to partner with us on the artistic piece, which is very exciting because, again, that's our plan is to, you know, sit this in the communities throughout Maryland and wherever this decides to go. So wherever those businesses are and whoever their clientele is and their population is, we can deliver it using, you know, the different businesses that have connected with us so far. So we're excited about that. And I actually have a couple of calls that are scheduled after this event because we want to make sure we work out any, you know, kinks or tweak the program or whatever it may be. So we want to definitely make this a successful pilot event. And from then on, it's just replicating it over and over again. But we are always open to partnerships with other nonprofit organizations. It could be just a family casual thing if you just wanted to bring your family together because, again, we as a community have to know the signs and we have to let our young people experience what it means to have a positive self-image. And we can do that through art. We can do it fun. It doesn't have to be someone talking at them because that doesn't work all the time, right? So we have to be strategic and creative in delivering the information to our young people.
Well, and you're a mother, so what are the signs of a child being bullied? You would know that.
I would know. And I've had some friends who are close to me that have actually gone through this very here recently. So you and I've done a training on this as well. But if you notice a change in your child, I mean, they're doing things that you would have never thought or you know, they're sleeping a lot more or they're not as outgoing as they used to be. They don't want to go out and hang out with their friends or they just seem down and out and not your normal down and out because everybody's not on high. They're not on 100 all the time. I mean, that's just life. But if they're going into a downward spiral from what you can tell, because as parents, we know our children. We know when something is wrong. When something is wrong, it is our responsibility to have that conversation. Ask questions. And they're not always a direct question because a yes no is gonna a yes no question is gonna get you a yes no answer. So we have to ask open-ended questions. You know, how was your day? Or how do you feel about this particular situation? Or whatever the case may be, again, as parents, we know our child. So we just need to have that conversation openly and tell them what their options are. If there's something going on and for whatever reason, you don't want to talk to me, here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many people that you can go and talk to. Okay. But we, as soon as we recognize something is happening, we need to have that conversation. And if some sort of clinical assistance like therapy is needed, then we need to go that route as well.
Yeah. I like how you talked about the open-ended questions because I'm a life coach myself. And that's what coaching is about, is not asking the yes or no question unless you need clarification, but asking to get somebody to speak, to actually get them to engage with you. So that's really important. So as a mother, what kind of advice would you give any parent that comes to you and suspects their child is being mistreated or bullied at school? What would you suggest to them? Any tips?
Well, as far as school, we definitely have to have a conversation with administration. Our children need to know what they need to do if they're being bullied. If it's happening in school, the teachers need to know principals, guidance counselors. That's the first step. Second step is the parent actually going in and speaking with the administrators as well. You know, I know it's a very sensitive situation and parents trying to get in contact with the other parents, but the schools have to be open, in my opinion, and making those meetings happen and holding everyone accountable because everybody has a story. your side and the other person's side. I believe in having all parties at the table and discussing what's happening. Now, depending on how volatile the situation is, maybe that's not the best thing, but definitely go to the administration, make them aware verbally, also in an email, and track it all the way through. If you're not getting what you need,
email trail.
If you're not getting what you need at that level, then you take it to the next level, whether it's the regional superintendent or if it's the actual Board of Education. Just figure out what the path is and work that path so that when, you know, you present your case or whatever the case may be, you have everything and you've done it in the right manner. Also, like I said, you know, connect with organizations like Lorenz Law or connect with mentors who can be that extra support system, because it can be daunting as a parent with your child being bullied and not knowing exactly what to do, or you're saying everything that you've said, but you need someone else to support you. And sometimes our young people, and even as adults, they receive information better if it comes from somebody else. Now, you could be saying the exact same thing, right? Mm-hmm. But if somebody else says it, you can receive it in a different way and it sinks in. So it's just having that support system and making sure administration knows what's going on.
Right. And let's trail back to the email trail. Tell me about the email trail.
Well, the email trail is just a way of you as a parent doing your due diligence, because a lot can be said over the phone. There's a lot of he say, she say, but that email trail is in writing. You can always go back to it. It does not change, and you have a historical account of the situation.
Okay. Can you give some examples for the listeners so they understand how to write an email regarding their child being bullied?
Sure. So I haven't experienced this personally, but so what I'll do is if you wouldn't mind, I'll just use a personal example of a situation that my son was involved in, and speaking generically, about the situation. But we went to the teacher first, and I requested a meeting with everybody at the table. I then followed up that email with what was discussed and everybody's action items. It included the principal, the teacher, and the guidance counselor as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. From there, they would communicate with me via phone sometimes, and I would follow back up with per our phone conversation, and I would continue the email so that anything that was said verbally is still captured in the email. And it went all the way up until the situation was resolved. In this particular situation, I had to take it to the regional superintendent, but prior to that, I had to call the Board of Education because I thought that's where I needed to go, but they directed me back to the regional superintendent. He got on it, got the issue resolved in 24 hours. I had the full email trail of everybody's conversation, everybody's viewpoint, what went wrong, where you messed up, and how to fix it. By me simply forwarding that on to the regional superintendent, he was able to realize what happened and get it fixed quickly. Awesome. Without that email trail, I'm not sure that it would have ended up the way that it did, because it would have been a lot of he say, she say.
Yeah, I totally get that. So for our listeners, what Jamela is talking about is, yes, she did the verbal. She started, you know, at the lowest level and then elevated it. But what she did was she sent emails to each of the individuals involved, and she basically captured what was going on and what's been said in the past to create a documentation trail, email trail, which I'm very fond of myself. Usually I discuss workplace bullying, but it doesn't matter if it's a child being bullied. So when you gather all this evidence, as you say, and I say the same thing, she said, she says, that doesn't stand up if you had to go into litigation. Hopefully it doesn't ever have to go that far. But I have known children and their parents having to, well, it's the children's adults, the parents that move forward into litigation. And he said, she said, doesn't work in any court system. But documentation, proof that you reached out to somebody, even if they don't respond, is proof that you reached mm-hmm. out, that there's an issue going on, it needs to be fixed. By the time it got to the superintendent realized you had a serious email trail, and they are responsible and have to answer for all the people below them. So good on you. You nailed that one. Awesome. What are you up to in the near future, in the next year? What kind of agenda do you have around children and supporting them?
Sure, absolutely. So we actually have coming up in the next couple of months our fifth annual Poetry in Motion Fashion Show. So this is an event that came to me at about midnight a few years ago.
Always at midnight.
I'm most creative at night.
Me too. Most creative. That's another thing we have in common. I do my best work at night, but go on.
Yes. So at that time, I was introduced to the poetry scene, and poetry is amazing spoken word. And we were trying to come up with some event that could fuse young people and art forms and poetry. So I said, okay, well, let's take a fashion show and fuse it with poetry, because the fundraisers that we host, we know that there's really nothing new under the sun, but there's something that you can add to your event to make it unique. And that's what we thought we were doing by adding the poetry. So we tried it for the first year. It was amazing. We actually did it with adult poets, but we had a youth runway show, and each year we have a particular theme, and we would have our youth do the runway. We would have our poets open up that scene based upon whatever the scene may be. And so for this year, the theme is I Rise Up, mm-hmm. and we're focusing on the social movement. This is a runway show for social change. So we're focusing on anti-bullying. We're focusing on suicide awareness, the immigration, the gun, you know, enough guns, put the guns down. So it's seven particular scenes that focus on the various movements that we are pretty much just enthralled in right now. And we have to find a way to have these difficult conversations. So again, instead of talking at people and, you know, having the talk up vents, we just want to be creative in having this conversation. So this is happening on Saturday, September 22nd, 2018, from 2 to 4 p.m. in Waldorf, Maryland. And at this event, we will have youth vendors. We've had youth vendors for the past 4 years, and we have adult vendors. Like I said, the runway show, it'll be a DJ. We're including a meal at this time. But again, it's just for us to do our part as community organizations to have the conversation and make sure no one forgets about what's really going on in society.
Yes, very, very important
stuff. So
that
is coming up. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, over the next year, we do plan on launching the No Bullying Zone throughout, you know, different communities. We will continue with our life skills discussions, talking about financial literacy, college and career readiness, youth entrepreneurship, leadership, and community service. Those are our six pillars that fall under our Position for Greatness Youth Program. We have our second annual college tour that's coming up in April. We launched our very first one, April of this year. It was very successful. We even had an on-site acceptance at UMES, which was really exciting. We didn't expect that.
Sure.
But we also got our first grant from Walmart to support that initiative. So we are looking and hoping that Walmart continue to support that initiative down the road. For 2019, we're also hoping to implement a solid tutoring program, as well as getting our mentoring in place. And that's been one of our goals, but mentoring is very dedicated work. So we did not want to launch until we had a secure mentoring program in place with mentors so that our mentees get the full experience. So we're focused on launching that in 2019. So that's kind of our plan for the next year or so.
Sounds like you're going to be busy. So you're laying down the infrastructure so that you could provide more mentoring. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, we haven't launched the mentoring piece just yet. That's one of the last objectives that we need to focus on. And I think 2019 just may be the year. We have to get the infrastructure in place. We have to get the programs. We have to get the mentors before we can start opening up to mentees. Mm-hmm. That's the official mentoring program. But however, just like I tell anyone, if you are in the presence of a child, it is your opportunity at that moment to mentor in some sort of way. You don't have to have a structured program where you meet every Saturday. You can mentor every day of the week. It all relates to figuring out what that child may need at that time. And you may not even know. It could just simply be a word of encouragement, which is why for the second year, we've had a summer of encouragement for It Takes Two. And what that is that we just ask randomly on social media, what is a positive word that you can give a young person over the summertime? Because that may be the only positive word that they hear. So we take that quote and we turn it into a graphic and we post on social media and hope that people share it and our young people see it. So there's an opportunity to be a mentor every day. But strategically, we do want to eventually launch an official mentoring program that we can, you know, grow and, you know, receive funding for and just have it take off from there. So that's one of the last things that we need to kind of get done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like how you said opportunity versus challenge. A lot of times people say the challenge, but I know as a coach, I learned to use the word opportunity because it's more positive sounding than challenge, which can often sound a little bit on the negative side. So if somebody lives outside of Maryland or they don't live really that close in Maryland, can they reach out and benefit from your programs you're putting out?
Yes, absolutely. So we do a lot of things on social media. So you can definitely reach us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at It Takes Two Inc. and two is spelled out T-W-O. You can reach out to me directly at jkemp, K-E-M-P, at ittakes2inc.org. We're also getting ready to launch our YouTube channel. It's been up, but we really haven't been doing anything with it, to be honest with you. But we hope to roll that out soon.
It can only be in one place at one time. Yeah, it can't be in 10 places. So it sounds like you might need a little help. What kind of help are you looking for? You mentioned partnerships, but what about sponsors? It always, you know, to grow, it helps when people have more money for programs. Are you looking for sponsors?
Absolutely.
Hint, hint.
Absolutely. We're always looking for sponsors. Yes, ma'am. We're always looking for sponsors. You can give to us on our website. The sponsorship can be general in nature to support all of the various work that we're doing. It can be specifically in regards to this no bullying zone. We're looking for, of course, in-kind donations. We're looking for cash donations as well. You can find us on the PayPal Giving Fund that It Takes Two Incorporated. Like I said, you can give to us online. If you find us on Facebook, you can launch a fundraiser on our behalf. The peer-to-peer fundraising has been amazing. Mm-hmm. So Facebook's move to that platform has been instrumental to nonprofits. So it's nothing to start a fundraiser for whatever your favorite charity may be. I'm a little biased, so I'm suggesting It Takes Two Incorporated. but that is one way that people can, anyone that's listening can support us in that way.
Well, it's okay to be biased. It's a great nonprofit that you've created. So where do you hope to take all this, maybe in 5-10 years?
5 to 10 years, you know, that's an interesting question because at the beginning of this, when we first launched, I said, okay, well, you know, we'll keep it local and keep it in the community. However, there are single parents everywhere. There are youth everywhere that need the support. So for the past, you know, 6 years, we've set a pretty good foundation. We, you know, we figured out what works and we keep doing that. And of course, we learn something new every day. So now it's time to bridge. So in the next 5 years, we plan to be outside of the DMV area, and that's DC, Maryland, and Virginia, and just implementing programs across the United States. That's because the need is just simply there.
Well, I'm excited about it. You know, I know that there are different nonprofits out there around childhood bullying, but you know, there will be certain ones that people resonate with and certain ones that they resonate more with. So I hope if anybody's listening in that you get involved. What if a parent wants to help you? How can a parent help you?
A parent can help us. You mean it takes two in particular or help their child in this particular situation?
Well, what if they want to help you? They want to help you with what you're presenting.
Oh,
or any of your
volunteers.
Events.
That's okay. Another way.
There
That's
you go.
Another great way to support. We are on volunteermatch.org. Again, that's volunteermatch.org. And we have a host of volunteer opportunities that are available. You can reach out to me directly as well. And what we do is we try to match up our volunteer skill set, what they're passionate about as far as whether it's event planning or maybe it's administratively savvy. You know, we'll figure out what their lane should be and we'll bring them on board. Sometimes we simply just need volunteers to come to an event. For instance, we just ended our supply drive. So now we're getting ready to stuff 46 book bags with school supplies so that we can deliver in the fall. We definitely need support in that instance from volunteers. So we're always open to volunteers to work, to host workshops to our young people when we under our Position for Greatness Youth Program. And also our website, ittakes2inc.org, also has some volunteer opportunities available. And lastly, we are recruiting new board members. So if you do live in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and you would like to get involved in that capacity, again, I'm spearheading that along with our board chair. But you can email your resume to board, B-O-A-R-D, at ittakes2inc.org.
Okay. When do you
have
time?
And we'll be more than
week?
Happy to help you with that.
When do you have time to speak?
I fit it in. But you know, like we said when we were talking before, when you're passionate about what you're doing, it's not work. And don't get me wrong, it's a lot and it can be taxing on you and it can be draining at times, but the return on the investment is just amazing in what we're able to do to help our young people. That's it, you know. So when I am tired, when I am down and out, you know, we're getting ready to award our Tools for Success scholarship. We're making that announcement on August 1st. That brings me joy.
It's coming up.
So everything that we do, yes, you know, so I'll sleep at some point.
I had to throw that in because I know people that are overachievers don't get a lot of sleep sometimes. So you're doing great things. And I really salute you for all the wonderful things. You come from a humbling experience. You know, I have too, and I can so relate to you. You're very relatable. So in wrapping up, give me your contact information that if anybody wants to get a hold of you for future events, for volunteering, for donating money, anything at all. What's the best way? Again, you can even repeat yourself again. What's the best way for somebody to reach out to you, Jamila?
Sure. The best way is to email me at jkemp, J-K-E-M-P, at ittakes2inc.org. You can also call 443-302-9799. And our website is www.ittakes2inc.org. And we are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the name is It Takes Two Inc.
Love it. And thank you so much for sharing. And also encouraging listeners to know that there are people out there that care about children, about positivity, about mentoring them, and about giving them confidence. Because I think, even though I don't have children myself, but I remember as a child how sensitive I was and the bullying and such. And it's a lot different today. I think there's so much pressure on children, no matter what their age is. I think there's more than ever with all the social media and these high expectations to look a certain way, to act a certain way, to own a certain, you know, vehicle if they're older children, to wear certain type clothes. And I could really appreciate it because I grew up in North Florida, the second poorest county in the state of Florida. So I didn't even realize we were economically challenged because everybody around us was about, you know, the same economical level, you know? So, but it's very important for children to feel a sense of belonging and that somebody cares about them. And I know they love structure. And I know that this mentoring program is really going to take off and you're going to go far. So thank you so much, Jamila, for being on the show. To our listeners,
well, thank you.
Yeah, check Jamila out and her website she has provided and the email. And maybe you're in another state. Maybe you're in Virginia. Maybe you're in North Carolina, where I am. Reach out to her because the opportunities to create programs like this in your state or your community are just maybe a phone call or email away. So stay tuned for the next episode of the Empowered Whistleblower, where I bring more great guests like Jamila. Thank you for listening to the Empowered Whistleblower. As your host, I will continue to bring in the best experts to share their knowledge and empower our listeners. Nobody has to feel like a victim. There are solutions to bullying and discrimination. Everyone deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. All our future shows will offer practical guidance so that anyone can choose to stand up to bullying and discrimination. You deserve to be happy, and life is all about choices. I always welcome comments and suggestions for new shows. Please comment and share your ideas, and be sure to come back for more inspiration and empowerment. I am Domery Westmoreland signing off and wishing you much happiness and empowerment in your day.